Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
This is Shel Brodnax with Stager Talk, sponsored by Real Estate Staging Association, and I'm here with Audra Slinky of Home Staging Resource. Audra is the president and founder of Home Staging Resource, which is an advanced home staging and redesign training company designed to promote business solutions and staging training to people involved in the preparation of homes for sale. Audra, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with
us. Thanks, Shel. Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about your background. You have a very interesting background. Tell us a little bit about what you did before Home Staging Resource and how that brought you into creating the Home Staging Resource.
Yeah, thanks. I have been, as you said, a staging and redesign training provider for the past 11 years. So it feels like I've been in this industry forever, seen a million changes like I know you have too. What makes me different is that when I was I was the first kind of staging training provider to provide mixed media training in an online format. So I had a members area online, and this way people could access 100% of the training online, because at the time when I started, everyone was kind of just doing these 2 to 3 day classes. And what I found was that people were so excited about design, learning in the classes about the staging portion, but when I look in the directories, none of them had websites, and they didn't have their business, any of that. My background was internet marketing, and I used to train Fortune 500 companies on their internet marketing, and I realized really quickly when I started my staging business that was going to be key to my success. And so I had all these people say, oh my gosh, how do I do what you did? You know, and I thought, you know, this needs to be, I need to get back into training. So my heart's always been in training. And my focus has always been on, you know, how can I make a stager's life and their business easier? How can I make them look good? And I do that more easily through online training. And it's fun because I've seen a lot of, you know, fellow trainers now in the industry going the online route. And I think it's great because it allows people to hit the rewind button and go back to what they learned. There's so much to learn in this industry. As you know, I mean, we do these conferences every year, and there could be like a million topics, but
there could, but, and there like literally is a million to choose from every single year. So that's a great segue into your topic, which is 7 steps to getting your marketing on autopilot using Facebook. And can I tell you, I will probably sit in on this particular class. I think the topic is amazing. And if you could, if this class will even demystify the Facebook ads, because they are so confusing on how to create them and how to make them work for you. I know people that do them, and they've worked. I've tried a couple and was not successful at it. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're going to bring to the table for this class at RisaCon.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this too, because it kind of goes to my mission. You know, my mission is making their businesses easier. And Facebook, I mean, there's just no avoiding it. I'm ashamed to say that in the beginning I was kind of like, another thing to do, Facebook, you know, when Facebook first came out. And, you know, it like owns the world. It is, you know, we need to be thinking from a staging standpoint of our mobile presence, and Facebook is part of that mobile presence. I had an interesting statistic that I read just today that in the world there are 6 billion people that have mobile phones, but only 4.5 billion people that have toilets, Shel. You know, Facebook is part of our mobile presence. I mean, people are on their phones. They're in their Facebook account. I mean, they could not have a home with a bathroom, but they will have their Facebook page. Anyway, that doesn't really relate to staging. But what I'm hoping to do is, I know, you know, we've been to a lot of the recent conferences, and everybody knows the value of creating a sales funnel, you know, for their business. And so it's not just about, you know, boosting a blog post or throwing up an ad and being really bold with it on Facebook. It's about just a strategy. And the beauty of it is, you know, what I've done is I've learned kind of everything you can about, you know, the Facebook ads, the strategies, how it works, and then translating it to stagers and what are their target markets. And the beauty for our industry is we have very specific target markets that we can reach using Facebook ads. And there's no other platform that we can do that with. You know, even Google Pay-Per-Click cannot allow us to say, we want this ad to go in front of realtors and in my location. And that's the beauty of Facebook. Facebook, you can. But it's not just about putting up, hey, this is, I'm a stager, you know, come see me. We've got to be very intentional with that sales funnel. So I'm going to walk them through. That's why it's 7 steps. And my goal is to walk the stagers through kind of each step. And you'll even see for Risa, there's ways to kind of translate this into, you know, really everybody's business. And I'm not going to even talk just about realtors as our target market, but sellers, your design clients, right? Even your friends and family, they are your design clients. What's that sales funnel look like? Your color clients, you know, a new training I'm doing, holiday decor. So having a Facebook ad for that you pop in there during the holidays that hit kind of holiday design clients. So there will be like strategic campaigns and sales funnels that you can create. They'll be a little bit out of the box, and I'll show you how easy it is to create them, pack them into Facebook, you know, what kind of markets to hit, and then watch it kind of run. And it is really all about putting it on autopilot.
I think that's just amazing. And I do see now, right now, we're just starting to see staters getting phone calls for holidays mm-hmm. and do the holiday decor. And I think it's amazing to have that niche and that ability to be able to do that. And I like the out of the box thinking, because I think that a lot of people, even with their own business, they just think it's just staging and redesign. This is just what I do. But they don't know how to capture that, to put that into a Facebook ad, to be able to get the right people to see it and to pull them in. And I think you're right, when you have some out-of-the-box thinking, something that's a niche, whether it be, let's just go after the redesign aspect or mm-hmm. or the holidays, it's mm-hmm. coming up with how to do it. The topic, really, of even how to do it is probably one of the hardest things that creativity to think of it. So if you're going to give them ideas on those things, that's yeah. going to be amazing, because it's less thought. So when they walk out of this class, they are really going to know, hey, this is exactly what I can go home and replicate. It's not just concept.
Yeah. That's always my focus, because, you know, if I can teach, I know the stagers. I know stagers in general are just not techie people, right? I have taught over 1,000 stagers how to create their own websites, at least. So if I can walk people through that, I know I can walk them through a Facebook ad campaign. And I know the frustration stagers have, because I have them. The biggest frustration is, why can't I find someone just to do this for me? Why isn't it just pre-built? And, you know, because you can find Facebook training all over the internet, right? That's not hard. But it's about a class that I'm going to be putting, you know, at this conference, where I have some pre-built ideas for our industry. And so they'll be able to walk away with those, some kind of ad ideas, sales funnel ideas, sales page ideas. And then all they're doing is plugging in their, you know, contact management program, whether that's their MailChimp or, you know, that sort of thing into that page, and then they're able to capture those people. And we even, I mean, as you know, Risa already has the lead magnets, right? You already right. have them for people. We do, too, at the Home Staging Resource. I mean, that's part of what we do. We give them these lead magnets, you know, top 10 reasons to stage, all statistics, you know, things like that. They're already, so all those tools are already there. It's just about putting them together for them, and it, more importantly, in a way that they look really credible. Right. We're in the credibility industry. Stagers have to look good. So if they have a really beautiful kind of Facebook ad, and then it takes the client to a gorgeous kind of landing page, and then it gives them a great kind of lead, they're already 10 times ahead of the stager next door to them that just doesn't have anything.
Right, exactly. So. And you're right. We do, both of us, Risa and HSR, have the lead magnets. We've got the mm-hmm. Risa Reports and the yep. Consumer's Guide to Real Estate Staging. And those are even now, we can, the stager, the member, can put in to be able to have those personalized now. So we could even drop Ooh, their own yep. photos into some of these lead magnets. So, and you know, we're saying the word lead magnet, like everybody knows what we're talking, yeah. like everybody that's listening knows what that is. Do you want to explain it? I can explain it. Do you want to explain it?
Yeah, I can explain it. And you're absolutely right. I was just on the Risa site and I saw that. I love it. Basically, it's how do we get somebody to give us their email? You know, it's not – people come to your website and they don't buy right away, or they don't call you. They think they want staging. They're not quite sure. You know, if you're lucky, they will. But a lot of times they're going to a lot of different stagers' websites. And it's really about what stagers' website impresses them the most. And there is an expectation that on someone's website there will be kind of a giveaway, whether it's a cheat sheet, where it's the Risa Consumer Guide or something. And that's your lead. It's called a lead magnet. It's your giveaway. It's your kind of something that's unique on your site. And there are a lot that obviously Risa offers, which I love, and even, you know, that we offer. And that's how you get people to sign up. That's how you create that relationship. And so it's a starting point, and it's about filling that sales funnel. I talk about that, you know, having a lot of people in that email database that you're just staying in touch with, and building that credibility. And they're the people, they're not the realtors, you know, tomorrow that are going to call you with a job, but in 6 months that realtor will. So you've got to be building that list.
Yeah, I think it's crucial to build the list and to put them. I'm sure you're going to go over putting them on the drip campaign, setting it all up. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are things mm-hmm. that are so easy to really be able to do. You take one day and you can put that lead into a sales funnel and have that go out over 6 months. You can have it go out over 4 months. You can go out, have it go out over a year, anything it is that you want to do. Or you get them on a specific cycle, I would imagine, and mm-hmm. maybe get them through a shorter sales funnel that only goes out 60 days, and then they go just into your regular once a month newsletter. And so you've dripped to them, and then they're mm-hmm. right there in your database where you can always keep in touch with all the great things that you want to say during the year.
Well, and that's what makes Facebook unique, because there in the past, the only way we were able to really do that and drive people to our sites is through, you know, like a Google pay-per-click, or maybe through our house, you know, listing or other directory listings. And I've always called this, you know, in my training we talk about intentional, you know, the kind of marketing, it's credibility marketing. It's the kind of marketing that works while you sleep. So when you set it up, you know, it's just going to work for you. And that's what Facebook can do for you. And that's what I love about it, because I'm all about automating that marketing process. Stagers are busy. We get paid according to our time, which means we can't be spending a ton of time driving to different realtor offices and giving them our flyers. Or, you know, of course, face-to-face is important, but time is money, right? So if
exactly.
we can put a portion of our marketing on autopilot, and Facebook allows us to do that, where you're not just running the ad indefinitely, but you run different, you know, ad funnels, and then you stop them, and then you can rerun them. That's the beauty. No, it's a totally different group. I mean, there are thousands of realtors in every single person's area. So it's just about changing that up and getting in front of them.
Yeah, exactly. Remember back in the day, like 10, 11 years ago, what was the number one marketing tool? Make a flyer, and
yeah.
you did it in Publisher, and then you
yeah.
had
yeah.
This horrible ARC title on the top of it that arced over in a Publisher file. And then what did you do? You delivered like coffee mugs and flyers to real estate agent offices that
yeah.
and trying to get them to go to lunch with you, which is so 10 years ago. And now this is the Facebook, this is that, and you don't have to leave your home to do it.
No, it's beautiful. But here's the thing. I know this isn't going to be natural for a lot of stagers. You know, we are as an industry a little, sometimes old school, a little not techy. And so I'm going to try and break it down so it's not technical at all. I'm hoping to have something ready and just out of the box for people by then. And I want to get, we're as stagers, we're like hamsters on the little wheel of our marketing all the time, you know. Social media, okay, we're going to go over there and do this, this, and this. Okay, now we're going to go write an article. Okay, oh, now we got to go take our photos. Okay, you know, we are running around ragged. And so part of the goal is to take some of that, yeah, and simplify it, make it easy, put it on autopilot, set your budget, because it does take a little bit of money to make money. This is like a Google pay-per-click campaign that works for you. And the thing is that once you set up those funnels, I'm really excited because it looks like Pinterest is going to be doing more kind of pay-to-play, you know, pins. And other kind of social media kind of will follow this Facebook model. And once you got it down, you just kind of plug it into all the other social media models where you can kind of rise above. Because the thing is, it's not enough just to do a Facebook post or a Facebook, you know, whatever you're putting on Facebook. People will not see it. And when you're willing to pay a little bit to play in the Facebook realm in the form of ads and boosted posts, you're going to rise above the other stagers who are not. So,
right. Do you know any statistics about the ads on Facebook? I mean, how many people are really clicking through? Do we have any information on that yet?
You know, it's really funny. I don't think there's really anything completely solid yet in that, but there's obviously we all know the statistics about people that are on Facebook. The thing is that I've seen that people aren't using the ads correctly, because the ads aren't there. It's about kind of understanding your audience. They're not ready to buy. They're not even ready to give you their email necessarily. They just want to get to know you. So the first kind of step in that process is to just help them to become a fan of your Facebook page, you know, your business page. So I'm kind of walking them through. It's a very gentle kind of coaxing process that we're able to put these realtors through. But then you can get in their stream. And a lot of people are still unaware of ads that are in their stream. And that's really, that's kind of the thing I really love, is where you can get sneaky on your ad. And it looks like it's just, you know, the stager friend of the realtor is saying, oh my gosh, you won't believe this before and after transformation of this home we just staged in, you know, Pasadena. Right? So
right.
It's not an ad, right? That doesn't sound like an ad to you, does it?
No.
No. So, but you, that can go in a stream, in every realtor's stream in Pasadena. And yeah, who's not going to want to click on the OMG, look at this before and after transformation, right? So that's the kind of thing, that's the kind of sneaky, yeah, we have to be sneaky at it. Can you hear me okay? Shell?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I thought I left you.
Technology. Gosh, we love the technology.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so funny. It's so ironic when you've got two people completely promoting technology and then you lose your audio. It's just...
Yeah, I don't know what happened. That must be my headset or your headset. Who knows? Anyway. Okay, now you're making me nervous that you're going to go into my presentation.
No, we're all good. I just thought that was funny. It's just, it's the way that technology goes sometimes. But the good news about your presentation, you're going to be able to, you know, demystify the Facebook ad. It doesn't have to be scary. And I think that a lot of times that is what scares people, is the technology. And they think that they really can't do it, when it sounds like from your seven steps that you're just really going to, step one, this is all you have to do. Step two, this is what you're going to do. And when they can actually walk away, and I don't know if you're going to have handouts or not at this convention, but if you don't.
I always do. I always do. You know me. I can't resist.
I know. And so it's great. And along with the RESA convention book that they get when they go to convention, there's a section for notes. So they will have the ability to take notes, plus with your handouts, be able to literally go home and integrate what it is that you're doing. Automation
Absolutely.
Is amazing.
And this is pretty easy. And like I said, I'm just going to have kind of an out of the box way, kind of slowly walking you through. And I'm not just going to be talking. I mean, yes, the focus is Facebook ads, because I love that we can put on that autopilot mode. But this kind of process can almost work with so many things that they do, you know, because, you know, it comes into blogging play. It comes into, you know, pinning, you know, and they pin that, you know. So it's just going to be kind of an entire kind of sales funnel process, walking them through, starting with Facebook, where you can put it on autopilot, but then using it in other realms to grow your business, and more importantly, your local credibility, being kind of the stager of choice. And the thing, here's another thing that I run into a lot, because I get this question a lot, because I am a new stager trainer for the most part. People come to Home Staging Resource because they're looking into the industry. And a lot of people feel like, how can I compete? And it's funny, because I never got this before, but now I do. How can I compete with these stagers who have been in my area for 10 years? Well, this is how they compete. It really is true. These really sharp, savvy new stagers, they have these very beautiful, credible websites. They have these sales pages. They have these. And the seller is not the wiser. A lot of times they do not realize this person's brand new to the industry. So it is kind of, I want to encourage people who are new to the staging world that they can come out looking like a 10-year veteran if they do it right. And so that's kind of part of this process, you know, getting their Facebook page to be liked and getting lots of followers. That's what Facebook ads do for people too.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. I get the phone calls as well as people wanting to get into the business or new, and their woes are, you know, I can't compete. How do I do this? How do I do that? You know what? You need to build your website and you need to build your sales funnel. Everything that you want it to look like in 10 years, why wait 10 years? Do it from the get-go. It's just like the professional photography. We have one of the sessions at RESACON is going to be about photography and the internet. And Karen Otto and Lance Selgo, they're very big proponents of this. And it's so important, not only just for your portfolio, but for the MLS. And it comes into this. So when you are a newbie stager and you're out there, there is zero reason to start your business halfway. You can either start a business and be amazing, or you can start a business and not be amazing. Which choice do you want to have? You know, what do you want to do? Because if you go out there and you just are tinkering around with things, your website, photos, horrible photos on your website, taken with your iPhone, a Facebook ad that's not a great ad. You do all those things from the get-go, and you've saturated your local market for a few months, and everybody sees it, and it doesn't play well, then when you decide, people always say, oh, when I have the money next year, or when I make the money next year. Well, next year comes, and now you're struggling to try to fix and undo the last year of your brand that went crazy.
Yeah. And you've damaged your brand.
You've damaged your brand.
Absolutely. Well, and that's a lot of times. It's interesting that you say that, because even, you know, I come to Risa and I don't expect to, you know, get a lot of necessarily, you know, new training signups, because, you know, there are some new people that come, but there's a lot of the old-time veterans. I'm getting a lot of old-time veterans who are jumping into our course because, well, and you know, because we spend a week on branding and marketing and website and this kind of thing, the Facebook, all of this stuff, because here's a lot of stagers out there who haven't, you know, they're great stagers, but they haven't rebranded. They haven't really retooled. I mean, I'm guilty of that ourselves. We're always retooling our site and our brand and what we're doing. You know, it just has to be done. And it's just such a bummer sometimes. But it is what it is. You know, it's keeping up with technology and looking good and looking credible. The site that looked great, you know, 10 years ago does not, you know, so much today.
Right. Oh, yeah. The upkeep is, you have to. You have to always be tweaking your website. Here, I have a saying in some of the speeches that I give, you know, I'm sure you've heard me talk at Risa before, where people used to say, you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And I say, that's not true anymore. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get less, because other people are raising the bar. People are raising this bar all the time. And I do see stagers that have been in the business for 10 years and they haven't change their website, and you can look at it. Everything's changing. And if you've noticed, even just website alone, gosh, we could talk about that forever. Websites alone have changed, just the style of them. They're, you know, WordPress is fantastic, but the themes have improved over the years. They've become, they are more difficult, a lot of them, to be able to manage the HTML and CSS codes. But if you get somebody who knows what they're doing, you can have an amazing, beautiful site. They're very photo centric now as well, but you can't take an iPhone photo and put that on your website for this giant, you know, header on your website, or a responsive slider, and have that type of photo. And
no,
the same type of photo is not going to work on your Facebook ad as well. You've got to really get them in there and be beautiful what it is that you're doing.
Well, and even something as simple, it's funny that you say that, because it's not even just about, you know, retooling your site. It's about kind of being in touch with, I mean, and this is why a lot of people join our training. It's about being in touch with what's the latest and greatest for their business. So when Houzz first came onto the scene, I recognized right away, because I do these searches all the time, that they were coming to the top of search engines, you know, for Google, for home stagers in you name the city. So I quickly told my membership, get that Houzz profile going. So it's funny, because some of my veterans didn't get that going right away, but the new people right away did. Guess who's at the top of these? A lot of these Houzz cities, a lot of these new people. And it's funny, because, you know, new as in now, you know, Houzz has been around for a while, but 2 years new versus 8 years, you know, so you have to stay on top of it. And, you know, that's costly now, because now people are like, how do I get to the top of Houzz? You know, well, there are some steps you need to take, because now there's, in the beginning, there were only 10 stagers listed, and now there's, you know, 100 for each location. So, yeah, it is tricky staying on top of it all, and that's kind of where I get excited, because that's what I do. So I'm excited to share the Facebook, because I look at Facebook kind of like, you know, what Houzz was. You know, it is for the stager who kind of jumps on that little opportunity, finesses their budget, finesses their campaigns and funnels. I really look at it as a, you know, a perfect kind of auto for their business. I should say, though, this probably training is not for people who, because every once in a while I'll get this when I do a Risa training, when I'm all about branding, marketing, that's how you build your business. Someone will say, oh, I'm so busy, I can't take on any more business. Well, that's the person that probably shouldn't be going to my training, right? They should be going to inventory management, and they should be looking at kind of how do they, you know, expand their business best practices. Another person that's probably not going to be fitted for my training is if people, and there's very few places like this anymore, but if you're in a really very rural area where, you know, people aren't even searching, you know, to find Yelp or Google, you know, stagers, where networking and word of mouth is really key, that's always going to trump, right, internet marketing. But, you know, having said that, even in a rural area, all our friends are still on Facebook, and realtors are on Facebook. So I guess I can't necessarily nix those folks either.
Well, actually, let me talk about that, because I live in a rural area. My town, I have no stoplights. yesterday I had to go to the market, and I walked out of the house. Instead of my cowboy boots, I had my slippers on and didn't realize it until I got there. And when I got out of my truck, I looked down, you know, there's spit on the ground because this is Ireland.
Yeah,
a bunch of cowboys out here. So they're spitting on the ground.
Yeah.
That's how rural I live in my area,
yeah,
where we don't even have a McDonald's or stoplights or anything along those lines. But what we have and what we've seen, as I'm sure you've seen over the years with Facebook, is these mm-hmm. centralized geographic groups. So in
yeah.
our particular area, we have a group of, it's, you know, our city name bulletin board. And up here we have, we live in Calaveras County. So it's about the Mark Twain and the frog jump. So we have a
yes.
group called Frogville. So all these different geographic areas, even in the small rural ones, have that. Because in our area, something goes wrong. Somebody's house gets broken into. Somebody hears sirens. You see smoke. People are posting in these groups to notify everybody. It's literally
yeah.
like a lifeline for everybody out here. And we just had the big Butte fire, and everybody
wow.
was organizing the rescue efforts and the evacuation efforts through Facebook. So all those people are definitely on there. They're all
okay,
on for different
there you
reasons.
Go.
So the Facebook ads, they're going to be
I
there.
I stand corrected. Yeah,
it was amazing. I was actually kind of floored by it all. But, you know, you're getting Facebook messages saying, hey, somebody needs a horse trailer,
mm-hmm.
come haul a horse out. And all of our community as rural and very untechy as we are up here,
mm-hmm.
Facebook worked. So I'm very excited
yeah,
about your session.
Well, and that brings up another really interesting point. So many, you know, of us in our industry, staging industry, oh, I don't want to be, I'm non-technic, I don't want to do this. But here's the problem with that kind of mentality, and this is why we all need to shake it off, which most of us have, but is that realtors are the most techie, right? Our main target market are real estate agents. They are so savvy. And they are always looking for that edge, right?
Absolutely.
So if they see that your business is that kind of edge, and that's even going to be something that we talk about, even running an ad where you're doing something for that listing, or you do something for that agent, whether that's the blog post that you're blogging about that listing and you're boosting it, that speaks volumes to your agents, who says, you know, I'd rather work with a stager who's on top of this, who understands the internet, who gets social media and Facebook, and they're helping me sell this listing, versus the stager who just hasn't embraced it.
It's a perfect point. I mean, there again, an agent has a choice. I can have the best, or I can have eh. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
who do you want to be as a stager? Do you want to be the stager that's the low price leader, that doesn't know technology, that isn't on top of what's going on in this day and age? Or do you want to be the one that's hip and cool and is plugged into everything and is on top of it? I mean, an agent can choose. That's the two profiles that an agent can choose from. Who do you think they're going to choose?
Yeah.
They want the techie savvy person that has all the bells and whistles.
Yeah. No, and that's what I'm hoping. So I've got big plans. As usual, I'm going to have a really hard time keeping it to an hour, but I will do my best. And what I can't get to, you know, I'll always have in handouts for people. And, you know, just kind of walking them through, kind of step by step. So they will walk out. They are going to know exactly what to do. They just need to give me not even a half day of their time to implement. And I'm hoping to even have, like I said, just an out-of-the-box, you know, things kind of ready for them, ideas, what their ad should be looking like, different ads for different target markets. So they're not, because, you know, my goal is never to have people reinvent the wheel. So in this training, you're going to see great examples so that you're not reinventing. Go ahead and steal from me. It's okay. But I mean, you know, just example ads and then just walk away with it. So that's my goal.
Awesome. Well, I'm very much excited for it. And if anybody's listening and you have not made the decision to attend ResaCon, there is still time to get tickets if you go to ResaConvention.com or RealEstateStagingAssociation.com. You can click through on the menu as well. There are still tickets available. They will sell out. This does sell out every year.
Definitely.
Come the first of the year, prices go up. So you want to get in there now. Audra, you are going to be teaching your class on January 23rd. And it's from the 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. session. So if you haven't signed up, please do go to the website, sign up for Audra's class. She'll be happy to walk you through the 7 steps to getting your marketing on autopilot using Facebook. And thanks for joining us today. I appreciate your time, Audra, and we will see you at convention. And everybody else, please go to the website. If you're looking to find a stager, you need a home stage, please look in our directory. We'll be happy to help you, or give us a call at 888-201-8687. And thanks for joining us on Stager Talk.
Thanks, Shell.